Flying in airplanes was dangerous in the early 1940s. Engines could spit flames or stall in midair, and navigation was primitive. As a result, serving their country thousands of feet above the Earth's surface attracted the adventurous. Warren Earl Vaughan of Childress, Texas, was certainly always ready to try something new. Warren Earl was a daredevil, his best high school buddy Harold Waters told me. He liked living life close to the edge. I imagined he would make a good fighter pilot, just the way he lived. His name was never just Warren, as I learned when I spoke with his cousin Ethlyn Goodner. How do you say his name? I asked her. Warren Earl, she answered. All of it. Warren Earl's father had left his mother Evie when Warren Earl was a baby. Evie raised Warren Earl alone. Evie gave Warren Earl his orientation in life, passed on her religious beliefs, taught him right from wrong. There grew a special bond between Evie and her only son. Warren Earl was strikingly attractive, with olive skin, black hair, and high cheekbones. Cousin Madeline Riley explained that he was part Cherokee Indian. The story is, Riley said, in the early 1800s, some white settlers found an orphan Cherokee baby, raised him, and he married into our family. Warren Earl's grandfather looked Indian, but of his 10 children, only Evie inherited the Cherokee traits of dark skin and high cheekbones, and she passed those on to her son. The girl certainly noticed his looks. He was not a virgin when he got out of high school, his buddy Harold Waters remembered decades later.